Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. A prank report of a school shooting may lead to charges for two Wyville High teenagers. The students allegedly used the Say Something app to report that one of the two was planning to use a firearm at the school on Monday in a mass shooting. A school resource officer was notified, and both the alleged suspect and the reporting student were detained. They have been suspended, and juvenile charges are pending. The sheriff's office and the school system said that there was never an actual threat to Wyville High School. Lance Sandlin was charged with murder last September in the death of Shania Perry in April of 2024. This week, he has been charged with murdering an unborn child of Perry's. Sandlin was arrested in September along with his wife, Emily, and his ex-wife, Lori Flowers, both of whom have been charged with accessory in the murder. Perry disappeared in April of 2024 near her home in Delco. Her body has never been found. Look for more on this story on our website. A man was found dead at a kangaroo and wallaby farm in Horry County Friday. Eric Slate, age 52, was an employee of Five Star Farm and Petting Zoo. That's near Loras, according to Horry County Police. He died of blunt force trauma. He was found in an enclosure with at least one animal. Horry County PD and the coroner are investigating. A St. James man on house arrest told deputies that an angry ex-girlfriend allegedly took his charger to his ankle monitor. The $25 charger turned up missing after the woman allegedly went to Carrie Graham's home on May 2nd. The sheriff's office is investigating the incident. As much as 2 inches of rain have fallen in parts of Columbus County over the past several days, leading to some nuisance flooding, some full ditches, and some blessed relief from the drought. A weakening coastal low pressure system moved on out of the area last night and into early this morning. Now, fire crews are standing down from the Sunset Road fire in Brunswick County in part because of that storm. An illegal debris fire started the 1,300-acre blaze on May 2nd, according to the Forest Service. One man has been charged for the illegal burn. These heavy rains have helped douse all but the deepest hot spots in the burn area. No homes were damaged in the fire, and no serious injuries were reported. This is National Peace Officers Week, and to honor law enforcement officers in our area, the Sheepdog Foundation is serving up free homemade lunches to LEOs and their families. That's going to be from 11:30 until 2 at 425 South Lee Street in downtown Wyville. That's the new home for the Sheepdog Foundation. Again, law enforcement and their families eat for free. Takeout plates are available if you're on duty. The public is welcome, but donations are encouraged. May 16th is Peace Officers Memorial Day. That's this Friday. The Columbus County Sheriff's Office will be holding a memorial service at 11 a.m. at 801 Jefferson Street in Wyville. They will honor the 12 local law enforcement officers who have died in the line of duty since 1907. The public is welcome to attend. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.